hi there. Open the box. I don't need to explain myself to you. Open the box. I know you've been wanting to. Listen. Your girl, she sent me here. And, well, you want to please her, don't you? Don't you want to make her happy? Well, I'm just here to make sure. And, well, that you're fully prepared. You could say I have a bit of a specialty. For preparations such as this, for putting men in their place. Now, you see what's in the box, right? Those heavy leather cuffs. One for each of your wrists, one for each of your ankles. Go ahead, put them on. Start with your ankles, yes. And if you need help with the wrists, I'm sure I could be bothered. Don't question me. This is going to go a lot easier for you if you just do what I say. Very good. But I don't think this wrist is tight enough. That's better. So. I think it's time you, what? You do know why I've given you cuffs. Very good. Oh, you're so bright, too. And I was expecting... Well, never mind. Yes, they're for restraining you. No, you don't need to be undressed. I'm not your girlfriend or anything. Of course I'm not going to get you undressed. No, no, I'm just supposed to, well, get you all tied down so that, you know, you can make quite the scene when she shows up. Yeah. Yeah. So, go ahead, why don't you just, lie down. I think face down for now will work just fine. Sure. Yeah, and I'll go ahead and I'll just fasten these here. Each of your ankles. Yeah, I took the liberty of putting an under-the-bed restraint system while I was waiting. Yep, that's nice and tight. Let me just pull that and tighten. Oh, that is quite nice. Yeah, those are some nice slacks you're wearing. They do make your ass look very smackable. Oh. But you know, I really would like to see what's underneath here. Did I say I wasn't going to undress you? I lied. But I'm not going to undress you. No, I'm going to start. Tearing your clothes off. Oh. You know, it's quite cute when you struggle like that. And but you might want to save your energy because I'm sure you're going to need it. Oh. just get these right off. Yeah. And now for the shirt too. So good. You know, there's nothing like tearing the clothes off someone to get you in the mood for some nice scratching. Oh, it feels good down your back, doesn't it? You want me to leave some marks? Don't worry. I'm sure any mark that I leave, she'll double. In fact, why don't I go ahead and mark a nice tic-tac-toe board right on your back, and I'll go ahead and I'll fill in the first X. Oh, look at you squirm. Does that hurt? What about that? Oh, you are just too cute. I can't believe I'm going to leave you like this. You know, I can't. I just can't. I'll tell you what. I'm going to undo you. And I'm going to flip you over. And then tie you back down. Now you might be thinking, why would I let you tie me back down? Well, because I think maybe you've gotten a little turned on by this. And because you're very, very curious about what's to come next. And besides, the clothes are already ruined, right? So let's go ahead and... There you go, flip over there. Yeah, just like that. And fasten again. Oh, you don't seem to mind when I'm leaving them over you and my breasts are in your face. Do you want me to smother you a little? You want me to rub these breasts all over your face? I bet you do. Oh, look. Look at you poking out through your underwear. I think we need to get those off you too, don't we? Oh, yes. Look what's underneath. Like a present for me. Oh, but it's not really my present, is it? It's hers. So I'm not going to play with it too much, even though I can see it's quite excited. Just going to give it a little slap. Aw, maybe it needs a little kiss, though. Poor helpless boy. Whatever are you to do? So good. But now, oh, playtime is over. Yeah, I'm gonna leave you here, tied up. But there's something missing. Oh yeah. We need to gag you, don't we? So that the neighbors won't hear you scream while you wait. So, lie these panties off. I'm underneath my skirt. Yeah, maybe I'm a little worked up. I don't know. You tell me. How do these panties taste? maybe. Tie the gag around your mouth. Yeah. And now use this scarf. That's right. And I'm gonna blindfold you. Because I want you to have no idea what's coming next. You are never gonna forget this night.